It's hard to read the news these days without asking yourself, how did we get here? Fiasco is a history podcast from the co-creators of Slow Burn. In our first season, Bush v. Gore, we examine an unmistakable turning point in American politics, the 2000 election, which resulted in a high-stakes stalemate, ended with one of the most controversial rulings in Supreme Court history. So if you're trying to make sense of the present moment, check out Fiasco, Bush v. Gore. Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday, and then it's time for Ask Dr. Jesse Friday tomorrow. Here's what we have this hour. That climate change genocidal nut job professor, we're going to play him here in a minute, kind of break that thing down. Biden's nominee talking about institutional racism affecting the military. We'll talk about that. Border Patrol, why men think about the Roman Empire. And then we're going to check out of here until tomorrow. Let's go back, though, to this professor. I'm going to play it from the beginning because there's so much good stuff here. The beauty of the communist is every now and then he just comes out and says it. And if you understand what you're listening to and what he means by things, you can really, really, really understand where we're going.
In one way or another, we are globally, we are so far above the population and the consumption levels which can be supported by this planet that I know.
Sorry, there's going to be a lot of this, so just get used to it. Let's stop on that for a minute because I think it's important we understand how motivated they are, why they do what they do, how committed they are to it. In this guy's mind, and in the mind of these people, and there are many of them on this planet, this earth is not just overpopulated, it is way overpopulated by billions. And the way they see it, they're dead wrong, they're insane, but it's important we understand how committed they are. The way they see it, they're looking at all these billions of people, and they think these billions of people are going to blow this planet up, for lack of a better way to put it. They're going to change the climate. It's going to heat. It's going to cool. We're all going to die. They're going to end Earth. They're going to end everything. We have to find a way to reduce the number of people. And I can't stress this enough. They don't think we're a little overpopulated. They think we are majorly overpopulated to the tune of billions. This man and the legions of students he educates, they believe billions of people have to go away. I'll let him continue.
In one way or another, it's going to come back down. So I don't hope to avoid that. I hope that it can occur in a civil way.
We paused on this before. Let's do it again. That it can occur. What's the it? What was he just talking about? Let's start again. What's the it? The it is all these people going away.
In one way or another, we are globally, we are so far above the population and the consumption levels which can be supported by this planet that I know in one way or another it's going to come back down. So I don't hope to avoid.
In one way or another, it's going to come back down. I don't hope to avoid that. Now listen.
Dad. I hope that it can occur in a civil way. I mean civil in a special way.
The population needs to, quote, come back down by billions. The population needs to come down by billions. That is death. That is genocide. Genocide on a level human beings have never even come close to seeing before. As we said, Stalin, Mao, Hitler combined, Ivan the Terrible, Genghis Khan, I don't care. Put them all together and combine them all. And none of them will come close to scratching the surface of killing as many people as these people are going to kill. Remember that. Now, of course, He understands, as so many of these climate change nutters do, exactly how that sounds. So he throws in the part at the end, I hope this can happen in a calm way, peaceful way. Look, he doesn't, he's not a monster. He doesn't want to take a gun and shoot you in the head to save the planet, but could you die? Not by his hand. No. You're misunderstanding. It's not that he wants to. It's just that he doesn't want to have to personally cut your head off. Look, your head's going to get cut off anyway. You're going to die either way. So can't you go die? Maybe with your whole family? Would you mind just dying? I really just need all you guys to die. You hear what they say, don't you, when you actually listen? I'll let him keep going.
Peaceful. Peace doesn't mean that everybody's happy.
Well, of course, all these billions of people, he wants them to be peaceful as they die. And he look, he's not naive. Not everyone's going to be happy about dying. Of course, he's not going to be one of the ones who die. No. We need him to think and plan about the future. We will need him to rule us in the future as our intellectual better. You need to die. Sorry. Your family needs to die. Everything you care about needs to die. He just wants you to do it peacefully. He knows you're not going to be pleased. All right, everyone's not going to be happy. Just come on, die with your family.
But it means that conflict isn't solved through violence, through force, but rather in other ways. And so,
okay, so let's now listen. He's setting you up. This is a perfect setup. It's not going to be solved through violence, through force. That's again, that's Stalin coming to you and saying, hey, I'm not going to be like this Hitler guy. All right, hey, there aren't going to be, we're not going to line people up for executions here. We don't want any violence, all right? We're just going to take away your grain, all right? We're not going to shoot you. We're not going to gas you. No. You're just not going to be able to eat. That'll be more peaceful, won't it? Listen, he just set you up. No war, no violence.
That's what I hope for. The planet can support something like a billion people. Maybe 2 billion, depending on how much liberty and how much material consumption you want to have.
Okay. Well, now he did the takeaway thing, right? This is classic negotiating tactics. He did the takeaway thing. Sorry, we've got to go. They have to peacefully go away. We don't want to be violent, but you've got to go away. And now look at what he's giving us back. Listen how generous he is. 1 billion or maybe even 2 billion of you will be allowed to live. So we're only going to kill 5 or 6 billion. A billion are going to get to stay. Maybe you'll luck out. And hey, maybe, just maybe, and this was the selling point. This is the ultimate selling point, what he just did. Maybe if you can sacrifice some of your freedoms, then maybe we'll make it 2 billion. Look, hey, I don't want to kill 6 billion people. I only want to kill 5 billion people. But you're going to make that call, not me. Do you want to be free? If you want to be free, it's going to only be 1 billion. I'm sorry. Now, if you're willing, hand over your gun, hand over your freedom of speech, hand over your vehicle, definitely hand over the dollar, the freedom of your dollar. We're going to have a central currency. You hand over your freedoms to me, King Jesse. I'll let 2 billion people live. But remember, it's not my call. It's your call.
Yeah. If you want more liberty and more consumption, you have to have fewer people. And conversely, you can have more people. I mean, we could even have 8 or 9 billion, probably, if we have a very strong dictatorship, which is smart.
I'll allow everyone to live if you just make me dictator. Look, I agree. 5-6 billion sounds bad. I'll tell you what. I won't kill a soul. I won't kill a soul. All you have to do is give me all the power. I want total and complete power. Why are you being so suspicious? I don't understand what your problem is. Give me all the power, and I told you I won't hurt anyone, right? At first I told you I a lot of people need to die, but then I remember I said, I was very nice, I said I didn't want to be the one who killed them, and then I said I would allow a couple billion to live, and now, look, I'm allowing everyone to live, but it's really your call. How much freedom are you willing to give?
Unfortunately, you never have smart dictatorships. They're always stupid. But if you had a smart dictatorship, and a low standard of living, you can have but we want to have freedom and we want to have a high sentence. So we're going to have 1 billion people. And we're now at 7. so we have to get back down. I hope that this can be slow, relatively slow, and that it can be done in a way which is relatively equal.
See, you thought he was being a nut job. But again, listen how reasonable he sounds. You just heard him. He's resigned to your stupidity. You stupid peasants won't give up your freedom. And you heard him when he just said right there, well, so it's going to have to be a billion people. That was him being exasperated with you. You just won't give up everything for him and make him dictator. So it's going to have to be a billion people. He's resigned to that. He doesn't want to do this. Remember, you're making him do it. So again, I'm going to rewind it just a little bit.
You know, so that people, we want to have freedom and we want to have a high sentence. So we're going to have a billion people. And we're now at 7. So we have to get back down. I hope
we have to get back down. And then we'll get to his hopes as soon as we get back here. Don't worry. Oh, he's not done yet. He's not done yet. This is important for us to understand how sick these people are. And important for us to understand the stakes of the game. This is why we play it. This is why we consume the news. This is why we consume our male vitality stacks and female vitality stacks from Chalk. Because we understand we're not up against these flowery little hippies who just want to save the planet. We understand that we're fighting people who want to kill 5 billion, 6 billion, depending on how free we want to be. The anti-communists at Chalk, they're out to stop things like that. One, they spend their money on it. Two, natural herbal supplements to make sure you, me, all of us, we are ready to go. We are energized enough for the fight. Now, I tell you about their subscriptions because they're 35% off. I need to explain something. This is not some scam artist place. These are my personal friends. You cancel your subscription if it doesn't work. But it does. I'm not worried about that. I have never had a single email telling me anything other than, wow, Jesse, it's amazing. 3 months. Take it for 90 days and tell me how you feel. CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse. Chalk.com, promo code Jesse.
Miss something?
There's a podcast.
Get it on demand wherever podcasts are found. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. Remember, if you miss any part of the show or the show gets cut off in your area or something like that, if you miss any minute of all 3 hours, they're all available podcasted. iHeart, Google, Spotify, iTunes. Podcasting, downloading a podcast is nothing. Believe me, I've had to walk my folks through it. It's you pull up your phone and press a button and it's boom on there. iHeart, Google, Spotify, iTunes, go download the Jesse Kelly Show. We're going to get to why men dream about Rome all the time and Biden's nominees and everything else. I want to get back to this professor, this climate change genocidal monster, because he's explaining. He just got done explaining. Remember, he just did the exasperating thing. Ugh. So we're going to have to reduce the population to a billion. He continues.
That this can be slow, relatively slow, and that it can be done in a way which is relatively equal.
See, the 6 billion he wants to murder. It's important for you to understand how reasonable he is. He doesn't want 6 billion people to die all at once. He's not some kind of madman. He wants them to slowly die off. 6 billion human souls, because he's so kind and so generous, he wants them to just kind of go away slowly. See how truly nice all these people are?
So that people share the experience and you don't have a few rich, you know, trying to force everybody else to deal with it. So those are my hopes.
Yeah. He wants it equal too. Don't think that he just wants the rich people and the privileged people like him to survive. No, he wants some rich people to die too. And of course, remember these climate communists, they will kill some rich people too to show all the poor people, because the poor people will die in droves. The continent of Africa has been pretty much pillaged by the world forever. It just has been. Those were the good times compared to what's coming for Africa because of their food situation. That they'll just die in waves by the million in Africa. All this climate change stuff will just wipe out Africans by the millions. And the global elites understand. Eventually, people are going to catch on to the poor people are dying in droves and the rich people are still driving cars and flying in planes and eating steaks. So what they will do is they'll gather up their rich political enemies wherever they can find them. They'll all be people on the right. It'll all be people like you, me. They'll just gather up their political enemies and they'll just have them shot on national TV. And they'll say, look, we want this to be equal. It's not just the poor. Look at here's this rich guy. We got him too. And you can roll your eyes at this and think I'm being crazy and think it's over the top. But these people on video after video after video after video are caught talking about this, and not lowly dorks, not some goober 16-year-old piece of commie trash sitting in his mommy's basement in his underwear making internet conspiracy videos. The wealthiest, most powerful people on planet Earth speak like this all the time. All the time. They've waged war on mankind. This is our own energy secretary.
What is the agency doing to encourage any decrease in those prices?
We don't have, obviously the prices are met on the private sector, on a market. So we don't have direct impact on that market.
Like Killen Drilling in Anwar?
No, that has nothing to do with the price today.
Yeah. No. Killing the supply level? No, that has nothing to do with the price. Notice how she throws in that thing today. Because there is a lag when it comes to production and it getting to market and the prices adjusting. So she just lies. Like they all do. They lie seamlessly about everything. And remember this about the climate change genocidal monsters. As we go forward, the lies will just pile on top of themselves. Because once the mass loss of life begins to really start rolling in, you'll get regime people who will panic. They'll panic about a potential loss of power. They'll panic about the public catching a full wind of what they're doing and getting too mad. Stalin, remember Stalin's Holodomor when he was starving all those millions to death in Ukraine? That caused all kinds of problems for him domestically. The story is it cost him his wife. His wife got word that millions of these Ukrainians were dying, and she was just sick to her stomach that it was her husband was doing it. They got in a big fight at a party. She ended up, it's a really ugly story. Mao the same way. When Mao was doing that collective farming thing and starving all these millions of Chinese farmers, millions, tens of millions of them are dying in droves. It was all taking place in rural China. And in urban China, all the press was so censored that people did not realize that millions of their countrymen on the outside were dying. Well, you can't keep millions dying quiet forever. It's not one of those things that can last. Eventually, people have wives, kids, cousins. A million deaths you can't keep quiet. So what do you start doing? What do they all do? Stalin, Mao, all of them just start outright lies. Outright lies.
There is no blocking of production in the United States. So we are continuing to move, and we will continue to see that happen. I do think, though, it is important if we want to address this big question about climate, that the oil and gas industry partner on the solutions to mitigate the greenhouse gases that are produced.
Nobody's blocking anything. What are you talking about? The first thing Joe Biden did, no more oil and gas leases on federal land. These people mean business, man. But don't worry. They want to do this peacefully and slowly. They only want to kill you peacefully and slowly. So do you think you should slowly go to preparewithjessekelly.com and get an emergency 3-month food kit? Or do you think you should maybe do that quickly? Because these are the people running the world. They're the people running the world. The people running the planet are trying to destroy your food supply so they can kill you in the name of saving the planet. Yes, that's where we are. My Patriot Supply has 3-month food kits prepped, ready to go for you, everyone in your family. Buy it, stash it, and pray to God you never need it. Pray to God 25 years from now, you're sending me an email saying, Jesse, you're not going to believe this. My Patriot Supply emergency 3-month food kit finally went to waste. And I will write you back and say, man, you're welcome. Congratulations. Mine did too. But maybe we're not going to make it to that 25 years. Go to preparewithjessekelly.com. That's $200 off every 3-month food kit at preparewithjessekelly.com, and that's limited time. All right, free shipping, that's automatic. Preparewithjessekelly.com. We'll be back.
He doesn't care if you believe him. But he's right. Jesse Kelly.
In the aftermath of a transformative election like the one we just had, it's hard to read the news without asking yourself every 5 seconds, how did we get here? That's exactly what we're always trying to figure out on Fiasco, a history podcast from the co-creators of Slow Burn. In our first season, Bush v. Gore, we examine an unmistakable turning point in American politics, the 2000 election, which came down to a recount in Florida and ended with one of the most controversial rulings in Supreme Court history. In many ways, it's the beginning of the story we're living through right now. So if you're trying to make sense of the present moment, check out Fiasco, Bush v. Gore, and find out how a statistical tie in the Florida vote count put the nation into an unprecedented holding pattern, during which American voters waited with bated breath to find out whether Al Gore or George W. Bush would be the next president of the United States. Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. I might go to sleep to this tonight. I might just play this passive aggressive knives out segment from Grandma Vodka. I might just play it on a loop to put me to sleep.
Kamala Harris, the best running mate for this president?
He thinks so, and that's what matters. And by the way,
do you think so?
She's very politically astute.
Do you think she is the best running mate, though?
She's the vice president of the United States. So when people say to me, well, why isn't she doing this or that? I said, because she's the vice president. That's the job description. You don't do that much. You know,
One last word on all that one world government, climate change, nut job stuff. G20 announces plan to impose digital currencies and IDs worldwide. That's the G20 nations, people. Keep that in mind. All right, let's get to some emails. Remember, I need your emails and I need them now because tomorrow's Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, and that doesn't happen without your questions. What questions? Whatever. Whatever you email in to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. They don't even have to be political. Whatever they are. Oh, not truly bald one. I've never run for local office yet, but I've taken many steps, including my Pure Talk phone I'm emailing you from. He said the Frito Bandito, please. Ay, 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 ay. I already played that earlier in the show. That's all you get this one. Yesterday, I had a headhunter from a very large company contact me, said I had the valuable, hard work to find, specialized experience, HVAC field. They can't find anyone to fill the position in my area and are desperate. Pretty much name your price. I did my research on the company and had my interview today. They offered me $50 an hour and full benefits, home every night and so forth. I harshly declined at the end of the interview, stating that because they support the LGBTQ demon mob and ESG, I will not support them with my skilled labor. I'm more than happy working harder, longer hours, less wage, and coming home to my dime every few days than contributing to the communist. That is freaking awesome. That's awesome. Dear Hairless Oracle and Menu Whisperer, I want to thank you for motivating me to turn my anger into action and fight back the communist filth. I'm volunteering for a state senator's campaign to oust the rhino. Yes. Listen, pause real quick. These state legislatures, the ones we don't know about, ones we don't care about, no one knows who their state rep is, their state senator is. They're everything. The state legislatures are everything. And your red state probably has a garbage state legislature. The red state of Texas, where I live, our state legislature is putrid. Even the reddest states, Wyoming state legislature is despicable. Run. These losers need ousted. Anyway, the guy goes on to say, because of the guy currently in, the communists were able to continue giving puberty blockers and hormones to kids. Also, I'm getting things in order to run for my local school board. I already have the endorsement of my former West Virginia delegate. He's offered to help me for my run. Thank you and God bless. And his name is Mikey. That is turning your anger into activism right there. That is awesome. Gosh, that is awesome. All right. Now, let's dig into something that's majorly important, critically important, really. Rome. You see, I feel that sometimes it's my job to tell people harsh truths they don't want to admit or that other people won't admit. And it's definitely my job when it comes to explaining men sometimes. There's an article today, a hilarious article in the New York Post. essentially women started looking around and doing surveys. Why do you guys talk about Rome so much? How often do men think about Rome? And it turns out for many men, obviously not every, but for many men, it's every day. Every day, and I'll look, totally guilty. At least once a day, Rome, the Roman Empire, goes through my head. Allow me to explain why. It's the Roman Empire, at least the way we look back on it, it's the pinnacle of man. The pinnacle of man. Now, I'm not saying it's the greatest thing man has ever done. I'm not saying the Romans were perfect. But conceptually, from a 30,000-foot view, a man looks at Rome and he sees really everything a guy dreams of being. It's all wrapped up in Rome. It's the ultimate man. Now, there was never one Roman that encompassed all these things, but a guy looks at Rome and what does he see? What are your first images? A warrior, right? A Roman. You're in the Roman Legion. Or what does every guy picture himself as? Every one of us. All of us. You're not just in the Legion. You're one of the generals. In fact, you're on horseback in front of the troops, getting ready to fight against the barbarian hordes to protect civilization. Ladies, sorry. Your dude has thought about things like this. He has. So that's part of Rome. But it was more than that. It was also glory, wasn't it? The marble, the beautiful buildings. What man doesn't dream of? Look, I understand we have egos. We're arrogant. It's part of how God made us. I don't know what you want me to tell you. What guy doesn't dream of having a statue of himself someday? A big Jesse Kelly statue. I'm kidding. Don't make me a statue. But a gigantic Jesse Kelly marble statue, 200 feet tall. What dude doesn't think about things like that? Horses and swords and chariots and statues and glory and accomplishment. It's one of my favorite things. I don't want to call it a historical fact, although that's really what it is. It's one of my favorite historical things. You've heard me say this before on the show. One of my favorite historical things is the Roman Empire eventually crumbles. We're talking about the Western Roman Empire. The Eastern Roman Empire would turn into the Byzantines and they would go on for a long time. But the Western Roman Empire, the Rome you're thinking of with the city of Rome and the white marble and all that, okay, it eventually collapses. The barbarian hordes come in. They pick at it. That just gets torn apart. I just find it to be stunning that for hundreds of years after that, the people who lived in the Roman sphere from Great Britain down to Italy, the people who lived in that sphere, they would not only live in the things the Romans had built. So 100 years, 200 years after the collapse of the Roman Empire, you're the most powerful warlord in the area, and you pick the biggest structure in this city-type area, city that the Romans built. And you don't realize it, but you're living in the Roman governor's mansion, the palace he had built for himself. So you chose that for yourself. But hey, it gets even better than that. Not only do they live in the things the Romans built were so incredible, but they don't know how to maintain them. They not only can't build them, they can't rebuild it. They don't even know how to maintain it. They can't fix the roads. They don't know how to make the same roads. Well, these Romans, you know, that's one of the most amazing things about the Roman Empire. It's one of the ways they conquered the world was their roads. It's very boring, isn't it? It's a huge thing. Figure out a way to make super highways to and fro, your armies, your goods, your services. That's exactly right, Michael. Michael said America modeled our road system in part after them because it was huge, having a super highway system that allows you to quickly traverse your area. It's actually a big national security thing and so on and so forth. But people would travel their roads for hundreds of years afterwards. And if there was a crack in the road, a problem in the road, they couldn't do anything about it. The Roman aqueduct, I'm going to leave you on this because I'm going to stop geeking out on Rome before every single woman punches the radio and drives their car off the road. Just hang with me for one more second, then we'll get to headlines I didn't get to. The Roman aqueduct, you realize what it is? For those who really don't know anything about Rome or don't know what I'm talking about, you've at least seen pictures of these gigantic white pillars. And it's almost like the pillars just make a wall that you can see through because they're pillars and there's nothing really on top. You know what I'm talking about? They're out there in the middle of nowhere. They're not around a city or something. They're out there just kind of sitting. Well, that's because what actually that is, it's an aqueduct and the aqueduct is on top of it. You don't know it, but there's this tiny stream of water on the top of the aqueduct carrying fresh water from the countryside into the cities. The engineering it took to build an aqueduct, because it had to run on gravity, was unreal. And if you study it, the angles couldn't be too high, couldn't be too low, had to be perfect. The aqueduct functioned for a long time until it started to get overgrown after the Romans were gone and the next peoples couldn't figure out how to fix it. That's why men love Rome. All right, maybe an email or two and then headlines I didn't get to. First, we're going to talk about Tunnel to Towers. Remember, the widows and orphans, the ones we care about. And I know you do. You know I do. We care about these people, these Gold Star widows. Sent your husband to Iraq, Afghanistan. He never came home. Kiddos are getting older now. But what do you do? How do you survive? These fallen first responder families. How often are we seeing about these cops? These cops being ambushed now. More cops killed now than ever. And always, you know, leaves behind a wife, three young children. Tunnel to Towers is the organization that comes alongside these families and actually helps them. Pays off their mortgages. These catastrophically injured veterans, building them smart homes. They're building these families whole communities, an entire community down in Florida so they can live together and heal together. What you do through Tunnel to Towers is taking care of widows and orphans. And they ask for $11 a month. T2T.org. That's T, the number 2T.org.
Get the cure for rhinos. Weekdays with the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show. So one of Biden's nominees, he's a piece of trash. Lieutenant General Jim Slife. They want him to be the Air Force's next vice chief of staff. Just know that's a big shot in the Air Force. And he was, of course, has this long history of talking about the institutional racism and the unconscious bias in the Air Force. And I'm not going to spend a bunch of time on this because whatever. It's stuff we've talked about before. We're not going to dwell on it today. Remember this, though. Remember, they are not destroying the military. They are building a military. They know that there will be a military. They want a military to fight their enemies. But who do these people think their enemies are? Do you think these people lay awake at night and stress about China? Do you think these people lay awake at night and truly stress about Vladimir Putin? Or do you think maybe, just maybe, these people lay awake at night and they think about ways they can take you down? Because they consider you to be the enemy. Do you think this person lays awake at night thinking about China?
My belief is that we should be centering the voices and experiences of the most marginalized people and communities at all times. So when I think about what fat liberation looks like to me, it looks like centering the voices and the experiences of those who live in and who maneuver.
Yeah, exactly. Do you think Joe Biden, president of the United States of America, do you think he sits down with his commanders in chief and sits there and wrings his hands about how to defeat China? Or do you think he stresses about how to defeat you?
The point where the intelligence community is determined, the U.S. intelligence community is determined that domestic terrorism rooted in white supremacy is the greatest terrorist threat we face in the homeland.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Remember, tomorrow's Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Email your questions in to your menu whisperer. Questions like this one. When you're at a Mexican restaurant and are given the choice of flour or corn tortillas, which do you choose? Personally, I always choose flour. Her name is Karen. Look, I don't take a lot of pride in a lot of things. You see, I am just simply how God made me. So I try not to take a lot of pride in any of it. But one thing I am very, very, very proud of, very proud of in my life, I have never, ever ordered corn tortillas. I could not imagine the type of human being. What kind of subhuman would sit down at a glorious Mexican restaurant with all the beef fajitas and flour tortillas and nachos and all the salsas and cheeses and everything else and order corn tortillas? What kind of a piece of trash would do such a thing? Couldn't be me. Couldn't be me. And what kind of a person would miss out on a deal on Percal sheets from MyPillow? You know, MyPillow's Percal sheets, very, very limited. They always sell out, so we don't talk about them very much. Queen size ones are normally $89.98. Where they're doing one of their very rare, I think it may have been a year since we've done this. They're doing one of those ones where a queen set is now $35 with the promo code Jesse. Normally $89.98. Right now they're $35. All the sizes, they're on sale. You have to go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener special square and use the promo code Jesse. You can get them as low as $25 for a twin set, $35 for a queen set, and they won't be there long. The percale sheets just sadly never last very long. MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special square and use the promo code Jesse for that deer, or call them 800-845-0544. We really do need to call them, because America's stressing us out to the point where it's going to be difficult sleeping, because we're giving $6 billion to the world's largest state sponsor of terrorism.
So if I hear you clearly, that it will be used for more than humanitarian purposes, in your view?
Humanitarian means whatever the Iranian people needs. So
Humanitarian can mean a lot of things. Whatever the people happen to need, right? All right. Anyway, let's do it.
And now,
here's a headline.
You know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
COVID cancellations are back. California high schools cancel football games. It's going to become more and more apparent to people who didn't believe you and believe me in the beginning that the blue states are just going to keep descending into what my buddy Aaron McIntyre calls the purity spiral. Because there aren't any breaks anymore on these people, they always try to one-up each other on how committed they are. No, I'm a better servant of the system than you are. Border Patrol email. Plan to release mass illegals from the crowded facilities. Remember, the facilities down there, they're all at capacity, more than capacity. The administration doesn't care about America. They care about optics. They care about politics. So instead of deporting them and risking bad optics from actually sending one person back home, they just keep turning all of them loose within the borders of the United States of America.
Buenas tardes.
Company with ties to communist China will receive billions from American taxpayers for electric vehicle battery factory in Illinois. Yes, it's not just the destruction happening in our country. It's how much of the destruction we're paying for. We're paying for all of it. We pay these people's salaries.
Here's the thing. We were all born knowing that there's nothing we can take for granted.
Oh, gosh. Florida school districts removed roughly 300 books last school year. A better headline for this NBC News, that's an NBC News headline. A better headline, a much more accurate headline for this would be Florida's school teachers, school administrators, and librarians tried to sneak 300 pornographic books into your child's library last year. Viral Cash App glitch leaves some users in horrendous debt. I don't understand this online world, and part of the reason it terrifies me so is every day I wake up to a new story where someone clicked the wrong button or something and they're financially destroyed. Fentanyl-laced overdose deaths in the U.S. have risen 50-fold since 2010, a study finds. Drugs really are a terrible thing, and the appetite for them in this country is terrible, and the fact China's sending them here on purpose is terrible, and the fact no one in the government cares is maybe the worst thing. Federal judge again declares Obama-era DACA program unlawful, because it was always unlawful, and we have this thing in this country where these presidents, these communists, they just do these unlawful things. And then the judges will play ping pong with it for the next 10 years. It's unlawful. Oh, I've ruled it lawful. Oh, there's a temporary stay on that order. Back and forth. It takes forever to get unlawful rules and laws struck down. UAW prepares for limited strike against Detroit automakers on Friday. I don't know what the future of American automobiles is going to be, but I know given the sustained assault on it from the Democrats and the apparent support of that assault from the auto workers who vote Democrat, means it's probably going to be fairly ugly. Now you know it's not going to be ugly? Ask Dr. Jesse Friday tomorrow, because you're going to send in your questions and we're going to have fun and we're probably going to talk history and politics and food. Email your questions into Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. That's all.
It's hard to read the news these days without asking yourself, how did we get here? Fiasco is a history podcast from the co-creators of Slow Burn. In our first season, Bush v. Gore, we examine an unmistakable turning point in American politics, the 2000 election, which resulted in a high-stakes stalemate, ended with one of the most controversial rulings in Supreme Court history. So if you're trying to make sense of the present moment, check out Fiasco, Bush v. Gore. Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.